WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Boeing workers overwhelmingly rejected a contract and walked off the job Friday. The strike by 33,000 machinists was intended to halt the manufacture of Boeing's best-selling airliners. CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve explains why the deal was rejected.
Boeing says it is committed to resetting its relationships with its employees and its union, says it is ready to get back to the table, and for good reason. Analysts estimate the cost of this strike could be up to $1 billion a week for Boeing.
There's new information about the killing of four ISIS leaders in Iraq last month.
U.S. Central Command says it can now confirm the deaths of four ISIS leaders, including the man responsible for all operations in Iraq. This happened in a joint U.S.-Iraqi raid in western Iraq August 29th, in which 14 people the military describes as operatives were killed. The U.S. also says an ISIS terrorist was killed during a strike on eastern Syria. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
With 7 weeks to go until Election Day, former President Donald Trump was at a campaign rally in Las Vegas, whipping up enthusiasm for his supporters.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of terrorists coming into our country. They're coming in, like, from parts unknown. This will not end well unless Donald J. Trump is elected the 47th president of the United States. Right?
Vice President Kamala Harris was in the battleground state of Pennsylvania Friday, saying she feels good about her chances there. The astronauts stuck in space say it was hard to see their Boeing capsule leave without them. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams remained behind after NASA determined the problem-plagued capsule posed too much risk. Suni Williams talked about that experience.
We've been training for not only Starliner, but also the International Space Station for a number of years. Both of us had been up here before, so we have a little bit of experience, and so we could dive right into the International Space Station training. So we are fully qualified.
A new report says Hawaiian officials made no preparations during last year's devastating wildfire on Maui. Here's KGMB TV reporter Ashley Naugoka.
The report says there was a widespread lack of preparedness among government, privately owned entities, and residents, and an underinvestment in wildfire prevention, public education, and infrastructure. It also says Maui County's incident management operations had a siloed command structure that contributed to a lack of communication both to the public and responding agencies.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing three-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The three-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers lose in the season opener in more ways than one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers lost 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles. More concerning, however, is the status of quarterback Jordan Love, who was helped off the field with an apparent leg injury late in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur didn't have any answers immediately following the game.
I don't know.
While the Packers had some bright spots, such as Jaden Reed's big game at receiver, it wasn't enough to slow down the Eagles.
Very disappointed. there was a lot of opportunities out there to win the game. We weren't good enough in the red area. We were plus two winning the football, and ultimately didn't score enough points to win the game. I mean, give Philly a ton of credit. They made some big plays.
The Packers are off until September 15th when they'll take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Brewers play the Rockies today, coming off a 3-2 loss yesterday, and the Badgers play South Dakota in football this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, warmer and muggy with maybe a stray shower, lows in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up storm, highs close to 80. It looks mostly sunny for Sunday, highs into the low 80s. It's 60 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of Anything Goes Weekend. A couple of quick stories here, and then I'll get to your calls. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I think we all know the answer to that question, right? I mean, you know, 4 years ago, people were dying. They were loading them up in freezer trucks, you know, outside hospitals. We had crazy people who were trying to attack doctors and nurses. The murder rate was higher than it had been in probably any time in American history. You know, the economy was in the tank. 20 million people had lost their jobs. Quack, 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 quack. But this was a question that was put to Kamala Harris, you know, during the debate. And she really didn't answer it. And there's a reason. I mean, you know, if some people were criticizing her for not answering the question. But to have answered the question, you know, with the modern statistics about how good the economy is doing, had two problems for her. First off, the majority of Americans don't believe the economy is all that good. And, you know, this is just the leftover remnant of neoliberalism. So you'd be arguing against people's own, you know, what people believe to be true. And secondly, she would be claiming the success of the Biden administration, and what's incumbent on her, particularly given that she literally represents a new generation of Americans, what's incumbent on her is to establish her own lane, her own vision of the future, her own strategies, her own policies. And that's what she did. She immediately went to, you know, I was a middle class kid and raised by a single mother, and you know, I know what it's like to struggle, and, you know, I made my way through life, and I want to make it so that other Americans can do this too, and I want to create an opportunity economy. You know, very forward looking. But that question never got answered. I mean, Trump tried, you know, after when it was his turn, after she was done, he was like, oh, you're not better off than you were for you. We had the best economy in the world. You know, just lies. I mean, just lies. But the New Republic, Timothy Noah wrote a great piece for the New Republic saying, you know, if she had answered that question, and like I said, there's very good reasons for her not to have answered it the way, you know, the way that it was asked. But had she answered the question, here are some of the things she could have said. She could have pointed out that the American Rescue Plan literally rescued America. That we now have the lowest inflation rate of any developed country in the world. The child tax credit that was in that American Rescue Plan, which expired last year and Republicans refused to renew, but that child tax credit took child poverty in the United States down to 5.2%. It's now back up over 10%. So, you know, we for a little while there, we had pretty reasonable child poverty rates compared to other developed countries. Now we're again back to the bottom of the pile. Of the OECD pile. The Small Business Credit Initiative, state Small Business Credit Initiative, that was also part of the American Rescue Plan, has caused America to have more new businesses than any time on record in the history of the United States. in the last, this is from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that the Small Business Credit Initiative helped create the three strongest years for new business on record. According to the Small Business Administration, more new businesses were created during the first 3 years of the Biden administration than during all 4 years of the Trump administration. A Harvard Caps Harris poll conducted last week showed 63% of voters still think the economy is on the wrong track. And that, like I said, that would be what she would have to be pushing up against. So instead, she's leveraging that. She's saying, okay, you don't like the economy? Here's what I'm going to do. When Trump left office in January, Timothy Noah writes, when Trump left office in January 2021, the unemployment rate was 6.3% and the consumer price index was 1.4%. That created, we had this thing called the misery index. It was a thing back in the 80s, 70s and 80s. And it's like the combination of unemployment and consumer and inflation. So the misery index is 7.7%. Today, the unemployment rate is 4.2%. Consumer price index, 2.5%. That makes the misery index 6.7. So it's a full point, 13% lower. But, you know, median household income has risen in 2023, but it still takes two people working full time to stand, to maintain or even get close to achieving the lifestyle that a single paycheck could have done just 30 years ago, just 35, 40 years ago. The Census Bureau, however, noted that this increase in income last year, 4% increase in income, was the first statistically significant annual increase since 2019. With regard to job creation, when Trump left office, the United States had 2.7 million fewer jobs than when he entered office. He had a net negative. As of August, the United States has 6.7 million more jobs than when Biden entered office. The federal deficit in 2020, Trump's last deficit year or last budget year, was $3.1 trillion. The federal deficit for this year will be $1.9 trillion. So we're even getting our debt under control. So those are all the good things that we're doing. Meanwhile, also apropos of that debate, at one point Trump was asked about something. I forget what it was because he never answered. You know, his answers didn't have necessarily anything to do with the question that was asked. But he said, he went into this rant about Kamala Harris saying, you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like we're not going to frack. We're not going to take fossil fuel. We're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that. Within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. Well, that's just a lie. It's just a bald-faced lie. And Germany responded, which is crazy, right? Officially, the German Foreign Ministry, right, the equivalent of our State Department, posted a response on social media to Donald Trump. And here's what they said. They said, like it or not, Germany's energy system is fully operational with more than 50% renewables. And we are shutting down, not building, coal and nuclear plants. Coal will be off the grid altogether by 2038. P.S. We also don't eat cats and dogs. Oh, my God. Poor Trump. In March, the German government declared itself on target to reach their 2030 climate goals. Over 60% of Germany's electricity was created by renewables in the first half of this year, which is a substantial increase over the previous year. So it's like, you know, good stuff happening, right? Which is obviously not what Trump wants to hear about. But it's so funny. I mean, the German Foreign Ministry clapping back on Donald Trump. Yeah, he's a liar. Just ask the Germans. All right, so what's on your mind? It's as I noted earlier, it's Anything Goes Weekend. We can talk about whatever you would like. John in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, I just wish they'd start calling Vance and Trump weird. I'm an American trucker. I can drive 3,200 miles in a week. And when I get home for home time, what do I want to do if it's a nice day? Get on my Harley and go for a ride. That's weird.
That's not weird.
Well, to some people, that would be weird.
I used to have a motorcycle. We're great fun to drive.
I like weird.
There's nothing weird about that.
Well, after already driving 3,200 miles in a week.
Well, you know, maybe I don't know. Yeah, I would feel kind of confined in the cab of a truck for 3,200 miles. I'd getting out on the open road on a motorcycle, I'd feel free, you know. But
I think there are better words. I like deluded, deranged. You know,
I get it.
Those things, demented.
Yeah,
those things are dangerous. Weird isn't dangerous. I like weird people because normal is boring.
Well, there's that. I'm with you on that, John. If you want to redefine weird, I'm. You know, in fact, here I live in Portland, and our unofficial slogan is "Keep Portland Weird." I mean, there's literally bumper stickers.
Yeah, I know.
And
I live across the river from you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you know well.
Yeah. But there was another thing I wanted to say. Oh, my dogs are going to go off now. I was watching Why Is This Happening with Chris Hayes, or listening to it on his podcast. And, ouch, September 3rd, he had one with Jay Turner that was talking about the green part of the New Deal, the IRA.
Right.
And they said he said that they found that before that went through, there was $1 billion a month being put into green energy. That jumped up to $4 billion. And $4 out of $5 for these battery plants and stuff are going to red districts.
Yep, it's true. It's true.
And
we're rebuilding red state America.
Yeah, but the rebuilding, what's really great, another tidbit that he said is, okay, it's going to take 2 or 3 years for these plants to come online, for the jobs actually to be there. That puts it right at the end of Kamala's first term as president.
There you go. Yeah. And so at which point...
three-dimensional chess.
Yeah, at which point people are going to be going, oh, hey, things seem to be working pretty well. Even in red states.
Yep.
John, thank you. That was a great call. And enjoy your motorcycle. I miss mine. It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. As the cool fall breeze settles in, and it's certainly getting cool here, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose and bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. So treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom.
In this talk show world, we're on the same team.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Tom in Vincennes, Indiana. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was thinking about putting an H in my name like you do. It's classy. I kind of like that. I just go with a regular T-O-M, but
they both work.
Yeah. Hey, just a lot of things. You and a couple of things real quick. I just registered my dad to vote again. He's 92, but he moved over the summer from one county to the next. And he's voted for every Democrat since Adlai Stevenson was 56.
Whoa.
And, and he's really looking forward to voting this time. But I would always ask him and my mom, why they voted, why Democrat. They were raised Republican, actually, and got married and became Democrats. And what issue for them, and my mom always said more than anything else, education.
Yeah.
You go with a party that supports education.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned earlier about, you think Americans just tired of all this, and they are. But it's not just Trump. I mean, for years I've been sick of just the way the Republican Party, they're all about power, and when they get it, they don't do anything with it.
Not anything useful. I mean,
nothing useful. When was the last time they did anything for the average person, the average Joe? They just don't. They it's all about the power for them. It's like they, and when they get it, they don't do anything, but the, you know, the big money, the Supreme Court, the cheating all the time, always looking for
21 years, Tom, you know, I have been running a contest.
The civil rights. Pardon me?
I said, for 21 years, I've been running a contest on this program. I will give you your choice of any of my books autographed by me if you can name one single piece of legislation in the last, you know, in the last 20, 30 years that was written by Republicans, introduced into Congress by Republicans, passed with a majority of Republicans in the House and Senate, and signed by a Republican president whose principal beneficiary was the average working person instead of a corporation or billionaires. And nobody has, yeah, I mean, you know, people have found kind of, well, sort of on the fringe of that.
Books,
you know.
Don't you?
Go ahead.
Yeah. You haven't given away too many books, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. But they just don't play fair. And and I tell you what, this Democratic Party, to still be in a position to do what they're about to do, what I really genuinely feel they're about to do, and take this and maybe even the Senate, maybe even the House, and do something with it. And after everything that's been thrown at them, from Fox, from the Republicans, just everything, and there's just such a twisted mindset around that Republican Party. And at every turn, they are right there to circumvent decency, you know? And I just can't stand it. And I'm sick. That's what I'm sick of.
Yeah.
And they need to get their act together. But what I called you about really quickly was this. He claimed the other night in the debate, he used the phrase, he took a bullet to the head. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Took a bullet to the head. No stitches, no scar. Did he actually say at one time that it grew back? And that the doctor said it was amazing how it...
Well, I think it's his lizard DNA. You know, with lizards, you can, the legs will regenerate and things, you know.
I believe this is a perfect way to somehow disqualify him. I seriously want to, you know, what is keeping this? We know everything there was to know about the George Wallace running for president, got shot. We know everything there is to know about that. Where the bullet went, how it affected his, you know, his paralysis, and everything about it. Where is the bullet? How many bullets were there? Is there an investigation going on here?
Yeah, no, I think he just got sprayed with blood by the guy standing next to him. That's what I think. Tom, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but I'm with you. Thank you so much for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
They're fact-checking. This is interesting. MSNBC is carrying part of Trump's speech, but they're fact-checking it in real life, in real time. That's amazing. We'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or like, chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News brief, Boeing aircraft assembly workers are on strike. Willie is on the picket line and explains why they overwhelmingly rejected the contract.
We're just looking forward to bring back some kind of consideration from our CEOs, recognize who's building these planes.
After four ISIS leaders were killed last month, CBS military consultant Jeff Causland says it serves as a reminder that we still have 2,500 troops in Iraq.
American efforts to conduct those operations jointly with Iraqi military is very important, as Washington is now involved in negotiations with the Iraqi government for the final withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Pennsylvania, while former President Donald Trump was at a rally in Las Vegas.
From the moment we take back the White House from Comrade Kamala Harris, I believe we are going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 52 people will lose their jobs at a farm machinery factory in St. Nazian's later this year. CNH industrial officer notified state workforce officials about the layoff plan this week. The company isn't saying why it's letting so many people go. The layoffs are scheduled for mid-November. Wisconsin health officials are asking more people to take a survey about the well-being of women and kids. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Maternal and Child Health Survey covers things like prenatal care, postpartum mental health, birth outcomes, and access to resources. And they need more responses. Dr. Jasmine Zapata.
It's very important that we have diversity of voices, of backgrounds, of experiences.
They want to hear from more African Americans, Native Americans, more people near Milwaukee, and more people who live in rural areas. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift had her own network special last Wednesday night, also known as the Video Music Awards. The event took place at the UBS Arena in New York, and Swift was a big winner. It took the stage often for acceptance speeches while taking home lots of hardware. For the third year in a row, the megastar won Best Music Video for Fortnite, on which she collaborated with Post Malone. The video also won Best Direction. Swift's video for Anti-Hero won in 2023, and her own version of All Too Well took home the prize in 2022. Swift also won Artist of the Year for the second year in a row. She is the only artist to win the award in back-to-back years. That's right, she is no longer an up-and-comer. During Swift's many acceptance speeches, she honored the victims of 9/11 and surprised everybody by giving a shout-out to Travis Kelce, who she referred to as her boyfriend. Swift also encouraged people to register to vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, warmer and muggy with maybe a stray shower, lows in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up storm, highs close to 80. It looks mostly sunny for Sunday, highs into the low 80s. It's 60 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine and get 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. The Superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free month supply and 15% off. Superberine.com, code TOM.
Radio waves bouncing through the sky. Traveling far beyond where stars reside.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls here. Greg in McAllen, Texas. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Oh, and I just give you a couple of comments real quick, Tom. I'm so glad you're on the air. It's a big-time distressor.
Thank you.
Yes, you are. Listen, I'm looking into my crystal ball. Everybody was talking about the debate. I need to mention about the migrants eating pets and what have you. And when the time comes, when the dust settles down and Harris eventually wins, which I think she will win, but she, like, the Trump knows that he can't accept defeat. He's going to scapegoat the migrants, that the migrants are voting illegally.
Oh, and he's already started. You're absolutely right. He's already started it. He's laying the foundation for it, Greg.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I looked into my crystal ball, but that's pretty much, you can't accept defeat too well.
No, he can't. He can't, and it's going to be very problematic for him. But I agree with you, Greg. He's going to raise absolute hell when he loses, and his followers are going to, and they're going to try and screw everything up, and they're going to try and get it thrown to the House of Representatives, or the Republicans will make him president. And they're going to try everything. I don't believe any of it's going to work, but it's going to be, from Donald Trump's point of view, it's a fight to the death. Because he believes that he will go to prison if he loses the presidency, and he's probably right. And he probably also believes that if he goes to prison, he won't survive the experience. And that, he may well be right about that, too. I mean, prisons in America are pretty brutal places, although I'm sure that they'll have, some sort of special accommodations for a former president. But, I agree with you, Greg. Thank you very much for the call. It's great to hear from you. Jill in Lamar, Colorado. Hey, Jill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Jill.
Love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
I got a couple of things about inflation that I seem like everybody's kind of missing. And my situation as a homeowner, a business owner, and other property, it seems like there's two components that's really dragging inflation. The property values that skyrocketed, and that caused the property taxes to almost double in Colorado.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. That's not just homeowners, that's commercial businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's mom and pop to Walmart. And so those costs just get passed to the consumer. And then secondly, climate change, with all of the climate crisis, floods, fires, tornadoes.
That's one of the reasons housing prices are so high, Jill, is because we're having to rebuild areas, and that's sucking up, things like sheetrock and 2x4s and whatnot, and the price of all those construction materials are going up because of climate change. And nobody's talking about that. Yeah, good on you for pointing it out.
Well, so between the property tax that doubled and my insurance rates that have doubled across home, just homes and commercial businesses, it's happening to all across the board, all across the country. And that is
probably the biggest thing that caused me to suffer financially this past year or two. And I wish that, and, you know, Biden's not responsible for that. Actually, no president would be. But I think that I wish the Harris campaign would point out a little bit more about the climate change, what it's costing us. I mean, bazillions of dollars from the huge fires in California to the flooding in Florida, hurricanes, tornadoes.
Yeah. I think her strategy here, Jill, no, I get what you're saying, and I completely agree with it. I think her strategy here is that anybody who agrees with her on climate change already knows her position and, you know, likes her for it. Anybody who disagrees with her on climate change, she's probably not going to convince, so why bother? So I think that that topic has been set aside, not because it's not urgent and not because it's not important, but because, you know, it's not something that will move the needle big time politically. On the other hand, with housing, she's offering a $50,000 tax aid or to help, or actually kind of a subsidy of sorts, to new first-time home buyers, you know, who have you just have to have 2 years of paid-up rent, and that would create an enormous increase in demand for, you know, at the bottom end of the housing market for houses that are, you know, $100,000 to $300,000 rather than, you know, I think the median house in America now is around $500,000. And that will do a lot to ease the affordability crisis of housing. So I think it's brilliant. I think is going to get her votes.
And one more point I'd like to make, if I may, as far as inflation, it seems like that they're not really demonstrating worldwide how much better we are off in the United States than other countries. And last time I checked, a gallon of gas in China is $15 a gallon.
Yeah,
Europe,
it's expensive.
About $9. Ironically, 3 cents a gallon in Venezuela, which if we ever had a campaign that what's drilled here stays here, gas will be about 90 cents a gallon.
Yeah, I agree. And all your stats are right. But at least, you know, the Russian-Saudi effort to raise gas prices just in time for the election has failed because President Biden saw it coming and used the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to affect U.S. supplies. Jill, thank you for the call. Chuck in Riverside, Illinois. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I've been trying to figure out why a couple of weeks ago Trump seemed to come out of nowhere with this we're not going to tax tips. Until the other day when you had a guest on and you're talking about how they've legalized political bribery as long as you call it tips.
That's correct.
Yep. So they're just trying to keep from paying taxes on their political bribe.
Well, and you know where it would go is, you know, Clarence Thomas has taken $4 million in gifts and, you know, in bribes. And when you take a bribe, you have to pay taxes on that as income. In fact, the people who take bribes who are not successfully prosecuted for bribery are often successfully prosecuted for tax evasion, income tax evasion. So Clarence Thomas will now be able to say, well, no, those weren't bribes, those were tips, and therefore I don't have to pay taxes on them if Trump's law passes. You know, and they're also arguing, there are people in the Chamber of Commerce arguing, or associated with, who are arguing that bonuses, you know, the big bonuses that CEOs get at the end of the year, you know, $1 million, $5 million bonuses, that those should be considered tips and not taxable also. And that's why Kamala Harris is also saying, let's get rid of the tax on tips, which really didn't exist until Reagan. I mean, tips have always been taxable, but it was the Reagan administration who cracked down on tips and forced employers to start, you know, reporting tips and those kind of things. So Harris is saying, let's do away with tips for servers, you know, for restaurant workers, but let's not do away with tips for politicians taking bribes and for CEOs taking bonuses.
Well, right. Once again, the Republicans are trying to help themselves and fool the regular people into thinking
it's
going to help them. And now they said, we're not going to tax overtime. Well, they're trying to do away with overtime with the 160-hour week.
That's right.
You know, work months.
That's right. Yep.
Just all scams all around.
Oh, yeah. No, the Republicans have never been on the side of working people, period. Full stop.
No.
And they aren't, and
no.
They definitely are not now. Chuck, thank you for the call. That was a good one. Marty in Worth, Illinois. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. Hey, I wanted to point out, I think one of the most interesting things about Kamala's introduction to Donald Trump was her pronouncing her name. And now I think I every time I hear him mispronounce her name, I just think he looks like more and more of a buffoon.
Yeah.
I think it makes him look like he's incapable of learning how to pronounce somebody's name.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, by the way, when the debate opened, when they walked on stage, she walked across the stage and you could barely hear it, but she reached out her hand, she shook his hand, and she said, "I'm Kamala Harris." And he just looked shocked. Back to you, Marty.
Right, but now, like, because for whatever reason, I watch these rallies that he puts on just so I understand exactly what these people are listening to. And every time he says Comrade Kamala, he sounds like a buffoon.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds like he's incapable of, of course he is, but, I mean, it's even more evidence that how can we trust somebody to be a world leader if he can't even pronounce somebody's name, right?
Amen. Amen. And he needs to be ridiculed for it. It's just, you know, he's losing it. Marty, thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with more of your thoughts on this program. Not thoughts about the program, but on the program with your thoughts. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced. Stay tuned. As a fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code TOM for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just,
a gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. And that's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Just Thrive Health. By the way, this stuff really works. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
In a world so divided, where we stand apart, it's time to join our hands and open up our hearts. Let's break down the barriers, let's tear down the walls. For the greater good, we'll answer the call. Together.
And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Silverdale, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, long time listener, love your show. It's a great show. Hey, you know, the other day, I don't know if I heard you correctly, but I think you referenced that Trump at some time was sued for hiring, having illegal workers on his properties and stuff that had, right, was sued for that. Did I understand you correctly?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's an idea. You know, I mean, why not put an ad together that says something to the effect, Donald Trump incorrectly stated that, you know, immigrants are taking jobs from American workers. If that's the case and really believes that, why was he sued for hiring 3,000 immigrants? Really, Donald?
Yeah.
I just, what do you think? I mean, and
yeah, no,
he
was busted for having undocumented workers in his winery, as I recall, and in one of his properties. And then, of course, the famous story is he hired a bunch of Polish workers who were here illegally when he was building Trump Tower. And after they built the damn tower, he refused to pay them, and they ended up suing him. And ultimately, he had to pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars. But
an ad could be put together detailing that and just run it hour after hour after hour, or, yeah, you know, or once or twice or three times a day. What do you think? I mean, maybe.
Oh, the guy's a world-class hypocrite. He really is. He's a world-class hypocrite.
Yeah.
Good one, Dave. Good
okay.
one. Thanks a lot
okay.
for the call. Richard in Winchester, Washington, or Virginia, excuse me. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Oh, Tom's going to finally get to talk to a sucker and a loser today.
How's that? Are you a veteran?
Yes, I was in the 101st Airborne Special Forces training and went to Normandy this year. And, you know, I was in the 60s, but I was Sergeant Arms of the D.C. chapter 101st. Wow. And I got to know, you know, pretty much all the paratroopers. And I went to Normandy this year to put some flowers on two graves at the cemetery on June 4th. And I've been there plenty of times putting, this is on the 4th, not the 6th. And I go down with these flowers, and this woman in uniform said, sorry, the cemetery's closed. I said, sweetheart, I didn't come 6,000 miles not to put flowers on the youngest guy buried in the cemetery and another friend of mine's father. And it was so delightful and to be able to do that, even though she told me I couldn't.
She let you in?
I was only, I went to the cemetery. There's no flowers, no people in the cemetery on the 4th. First time that's ever happened to me, because most of the Normans adopt graves, and there's thousands of them, you know, because there's 9,000 buried in there. And I just had, I knew most of my family were suckers and losers, because I've been through most of them. It wasn't until the other year, my one sister said, hey, my family had come into Philadelphia in 1699. I said, they have a jacket of one of my family members in there from the Revolution. And I found that three of them were at Valley Forge. Wow. So we started fairly early being part of this country. And I just so much in the world has happened. And I, as I went to Normandy, this band, Army band, said they got to go. They're dedicating a street to a paratrooper tomorrow. And I said, well, I know who that is. That's Joe Barley from Michigan. He wrote a book, Simple Sounds of Freedom. The Germans captured him. A German put on his uniform, tried to sneak through the lines and got killed. And Joe said, well, I was on a train heading into Germany. They buried me in Spain. He surrendered to the Russians' tank. Well, the commander interrogated him, which was the only woman, a good-looking woman, who was at his tank crew. And so he fought the whole war with the Russians. So he was a POW.
Wow.
And there's so much stories that I knew of.
What a story. What a story. Richard, thanks for sharing that. And my apologies to everybody on hold here. We'll have to catch you next week. But thanks so much for being with us this week. It's been a fascinating week. I think next week is going to be even more amazing. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get out there, tag your it. And special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hardenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thelman, Martha Salinas, Connor Arroyo, and Carne Verde, all the fine people who work on this program. I'll see you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram, Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.